Welcome to the Agency Fast Track Podcast, where we teach business owners just like you to fast track their businesses and scale without working crazy hours. Today, I'd like to talk about pricing. And more importantly, are you charging enough for your services? I just wrote a fantastic guide called Raise Your Price Guide. And look in the description of this podcast if you'd like to download a free copy of that guide. So today I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about what's in that guide. And essentially, it's what happens to most businesses. And I'm not saying everybody, and you might not be that body, but most businesses, we have a tendency not to charge what we are worth because we don't see ourselves as being worthy enough. We might be afraid of not delivering on every aspect, so we charge less in case we don't. We might be afraid that, you know, people won't pick us if we don't come down on our prices. Whatever the reason, what you charge should be based on what the service or product is worth and not what you personally are worth or you personally think the product or service is worth. It should be what the going rate is and on average what the price index will hold. So whether you're selling a bottle of water or SEO, there's going to be a price that most people are willing to pay for that particular service. And I remember when I first started my company and we started the business, my very first SEO customer, I charged $100 a month for SEO. $100. That's all I charged. And the reason was because I was brand new at it. I didn't quite think I knew what I was doing and I knew I was learning it. So I felt like I couldn't charge full price. And frankly, I get that and I think that might be fair. But $100 a month was entirely too low for what I was selling. And I probably should have been $300 or even $500, even though I was learning, because the experts were actually charging $1,000, $2,000, and $3,000. So to come in at $100 was really, really low. But that's okay. At least I got out there and I started doing it and I started proving that in fact I did know what I was doing and I could do it. And so it wasn't too long before I started gaining confidence. That confidence is what allowed me to raise my prices. In fact, I went within a year from charging $100 a month to charging $1,000 a month on average. I literally 10x'd my money. I 10x'd what I would charge people for my services. And the reason I felt more and more confident and comfortable doing that was simple. I felt like I actually could deliver on my promise. So I felt like I was worth more money, that I could charge more money and get that money, and the customer would be happy. So when you're not charging enough for your services, frankly, it's rarely because you don't think the customer will pay it. It's often because you don't think you're worth it. But you'll make excuses because as human beings, that's what we do. Well, they won't pay that, so I can't charge that. I got to charge less because I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I can't charge what the professionals are charging. You're a professional as well. And frankly, if you don't have the skill set you need to go get that skill set. But the only way you're going to learn and prove yourself is by doing it. So don't sell yourself short. In order to raise your prices, you need to raise your confidence. You need to boost what you think of yourself, what you think of your results, what you think of what you can do for your customer. Once you start getting those results, there's nothing wrong with going back and adjusting the clients who are paying too little and telling them, look, when I first started a year or two ago, however long it's been, I only charge you this because I was really just learning the trade. But now I'm really good at what I do and you've noticed that your results are 10 times better. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to up my prices or we're going to have to quit working together. And I know you think, man, I shouldn't do that. You should. Because what if I kept working for $100 a month because that's what I told them I would do? How long is that not, you know, what I should be doing? Well, frankly, right away. And here's why. Because if I keep doing that type of price, if I keep charging too little, now I'm using my time or my staff's resources and time, and I am actually losing money on that deal. So would you do whatever you're doing? Would you sell whatever you're selling at a loss? Of course you wouldn't. When you actually do things at a lower price and you're not charging what you should, honestly, you're actually giving away your time. You're giving away your money. That's how you have to think about it. Unfortunately, I didn't think that way. And that $100 a month customer, I literally charged $100 a month for about a year or two. Then I came back and upped them to $300 a month. Again, I still should have been at $5 or $1,000. But because they had started so small with me, I almost felt like I owed it to them. Unfortunately, I was doing it for no money. Maybe I broke even when I was doing it at $300, but I certainly wasn't making any money. So hindsight says, what would it have been? It would have been so bad to say, look, I'm going to have to get $500 or $750. If they said no, what was I losing? Nothing. Because I wasn't making anything anyway. Yes, the money was coming in, but my time was going out. And that's a whole different podcast, trading time for money. So I want you to take a look and think about what you charge today and ask yourself this question. Could I charge more? Should I charge more? And do other people charge more? Don't complicate it. Just answer that one question. If the answer to any of those three questions is yes, do not hesitate and start asking for more money. Don't worry about why you're not doing it. Could I ask for more? Should I ask for more? And are other people getting more? If the answer is yes, then you should be doing it. Now, if you'd like to learn how to raise your prices, go ahead and look in the comment section or the description of this podcast you're listening to right now, and there will be a link to the Raise Your Price Guide. That's a guide I wrote. It's 39 pages and will tell you not only why you need to raise your prices, but in fact, how you can go about doing that and why doing that is going to actually make you a better provider and frankly, make your customers happier. Go ahead and download that guide. And if you have any questions, let us know. Thanks for listening today, and I hope that helped. You've been listening to the Agency Fast Track podcast with Lisa Parziel. If you'd like to learn more about our programs or more information about our guide, please visit www.agencyfasttrack.com.